So now we invite Brother Jerry Wilkins to develop the final talk of this symposium, Help Others to Seek Jehovah's Righteousness, Those Who Have Become Inactive.
If you'd like to take your Bibles, please, turn to Psalm 119 and 176. Now, as we look that up and before we read it, we know that we work hard searching for rightly disposed ones in our territory. We work hard at raising our children in the truth, and we work hard at encouraging one another. But for some reason that we don't understand, all of a sudden, or slowly, one of our brothers will become inactive. We can't read their heart, we can't read their mind, we can't hear their prayers, but all of a sudden, they stop. And we wonder, what can we do? So let's read this scripture together, and I want you to imagine that you've been inactive for a while. Now, you haven't forgotten the truth. And I dare say that most of you, or all of you, know of someone in your congregation territory that is inactive that you'd like to help. So maybe this is how they feel. Psalm 119 and 176. Now imagining yourself as that person, you wake up in the middle of the night and you remember where you are. And this is what you say to your Heavenly Father. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Search for your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments. Please, dear Father, I know I've strayed. I'm a lost sheep. Search for me, please, because I haven't forgotten you. Please don't forget me. Now imagine what it must be like for Jehovah sitting on his heavenly throne, and he hears that prayer. How would you expect that Jehovah would react? Please turn to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11. And if you have your Draw Close to Jehovah book, take it out and turn to the back cover. There's a picture, an artist's rendition of this scripture on the back of the Draw Close to Jehovah book. Isaiah 40 and verse 11. Now this is how Jehovah feels about those ones who are straying like lost sheep. Notice in verse 10 that this is Jehovah talking. It's speaking about Jehovah. Look, the sovereign Lord Jehovah will come with power, it says in verse 10. Now, verse 11 says, like a shepherd, he will care for his flock. With his arm, he will gather together the lambs, and in his bosom, he will carry them. So do you see that picture? That shepherd has taken the little sheep, scooped him up, and put him in the fold of his garment, right above his heart. You see the look on that little sheep's face? Is he happy to be there? Of course. And the shepherd looks pretty contented too. So if Jehovah could, he would. He would reach down and grab that person, pick him up gently, and put him in the fold of his garment. But we know Jehovah's commissioned someone else to do that. And that's you and me. To care for these inactive ones like Jehovah would. Pick them up, gently put them in the fold of our garment, and carry them for a while, if that's what needs to be done. That's what Jehovah expects of all of us. We know that the elders in the congregation bear the greatest responsibility for the shepherding, but each and every one of us who call ourselves Jehovah's Witnesses have the obligation to help these dear ones who are straying like lost sheep. Because to Jehovah, he hasn't forgotten them. They're still his children. In the Watchtower of 2008, November the 15th, there was a study article about inactive ones, and it gave four reasons why someone might become inactive. The first one is they might be overcome by anxieties of life. The second one is they might be stumbled. The third one, they might be having a problem with a teaching that they just can't quite understand. And the fourth one is that they might be involved in some improper conduct and they're embarrassed. So they figure the best thing to do is just quit. Now, a word of caution here. If you're trying to help an inactive one who confesses to you that they have been involved in improper conduct, please, please involve the congregation elders. Those ones will not get the proper healing if they don't get a chance to do what James 5, 14 and 15 says, to have the healing that the elders can provide. But regardless of the reason, that's really not the problem. It's just a reason. The problem is that one has distanced himself from Jehovah and needs to have healing. They need to heal or repair that relationship. And we can't judge that one has completely forgotten about Jehovah, because that's what that scripture we read in Psalm 119 is for. They might be calling out to Jehovah for help. They just don't know how. So in 2013, we had a really wonderful Watchtower study article that talked about how we might be able to help ones. It was about encouraging one another. But it talked about a compassionate elder who helped someone who was inactive. It talked about some of the things that he did. It highlighted two scriptures. Please turn to Proverbs chapter 12 with me and verse 18. Now, this is some advice for us about what we do with this little member here in our mouth that can get us in so much trouble sometimes. Proverbs 12 and 18 says, "Thoughtless speech is like the stabs of a sword, but the tongue of the wise one is a healing." Now, there's something special about the tongue. It can be in motion and be powerful, but it can also be still and be powerful. Let's prove that by looking at the other scripture outlined in this article, James 1 and 19. So James 1 and 19 says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, everyone must be quick to listen, slow to speak." So how can a tongue heal? I know for myself, when I look for a doctor, I've had to recently look for a new doctor, I appreciate a doctor who doesn't talk too much. He listens to me. Because how is he ever going to heal me if he doesn't know how I feel about things? So the tongue of the wise one sometimes is still. It doesn't say anything. Because James 1 and 19 says, we should be quick to listen. So that's what this brother did. When he called on this inactive brother, he'd been inactive for several years. And when he listened, here's what he found out. That brother used to serve as an elder, but he still studied every issue of the Watchtower in preparation for the meeting. He'd been inactive for years, but he still did his Watchtower. He tried to get to the meetings, but there was something preventing him from going. Some of the actions of some in the congregation had made him feel disappointed and bitter. And he just couldn't make himself go. So what did the brother do? Here's a key point. That brother listened empathetically without being judgmental and expressed loving concern for the brother and his family. He didn't say, "This is what you should do," or "I think this is your problem." He listened empathetically without being judgmental. What an amazing effect that would have. So how about us, if we're trying to help someone in our territory who's become inactive? What would we do? The first thing is, just listen. We could ask questions if we get the opportunity. Things like, what was it originally that drew you to the truth? What are some of the blessings you've seen in your association with Jehovah's Witnesses, with Jehovah's organization over the years? What privileges did you enjoy when you were with the congregation? Be positive, be upbuilding, and allow that person then to repair his relationship with Jehovah. Now, the article goes on to say that gradually, now when we use the word gradually, what do we think of? An extended period of time? Gradually, the brother came to realize that he was allowing this bad experience to prevent him from serving the God he loved. So the elder invited him to join him in the preaching work. And with that elder's help, our compassionate brother reached down and he picked up that little lamb, put him in the fold of his garment right over his heart, and he took him in the ministry. Do you know what that brother does now? He serves as a congregation elder. What a success story. Just because we listen and we put this little member to rest, just don't use it for a while, is the best advice. We'd like to introduce you to Brother Joshua Snape. Joshua and his wife, Linda, are new to the Wainwright congregation. Joshua's is a little bit unconventional interview because Joshua has never been inactive, but he was raised in a household where both of his parents were. So, Brother Snape, because of being raised by inactive parents, can you tell us what your childhood was like, especially from a spiritual standpoint?
Mum and Dad were both baptized at a young age, but after they got married, they got involved with their careers. By the time I came along, they were inactive. I remember spending holidays with my grandmother, who's a strong witness, and got some spiritual feeding there as a little one. But as far as coming to meetings, it was just the occasional memorial. So there wasn't much of a routine spiritually in our family at that time.
But it's obvious, Joshua, something's changed because you're here. So can you tell us what that was?
Well, by the time I left home, my late teens, there wasn't much in the way of exciting opportunities I felt in the world for a young person. I was rather disillusioned. And then I thought to myself, perhaps what I really need and what I've been looking for has been right there in the background all along. So I started reading the Bible that my grandmother had given me, and then said a really heartfelt prayer to Jehovah. I knew enough to do that. And then I can remember phoning my dad and saying, "Dad, do Jehovah's Witnesses call on you?" Because they did over the years. And he said, "Yes." I said, "Can you put me in touch with them?" And he did, and I started a Bible study.
So was there someone in particular who helped your family and yourself?
I can think of, this was in England, in the UK, but I can think of a brother, David Hemming, and his wife, Jane. They never gave up on our family. They were so diligent. I can remember them coming by for years, on and off, talking to my parents, talking to me. They would always make sure we had the latest magazines. I don't think we gave them very much encouragement, actually. But in spite of that, they never gave up. They kept coming.
So how do you feel about that couple then, Joshua, and your life now in Jehovah's service?
Well, I feel like that little lamb in Jehovah's arms, safe and sound. And not only for me, but for my mum and dad, and two of my good friends who also studied with that brother. As when we took an interest, they took an interest. Also my sister who studied with David's wife, Jane. So all of us are in the truth, we're doing well, and we're deeply grateful to Jehovah. But we're also grateful to dear David and Jane who helped us to get back into Jehovah's loving arms.
Thank you very much, Brother Snape. So what lessons can we learn from Brother Snape's experience? Don't give up. If you're trying to help someone who's inactive in your congregation territory, just don't give up. Make sure they have the latest of spiritual food. Do they have this? Do they have a new Bible? Do they have the latest study articles of the Watchtower? Do they have the latest public editions of the Watchtower and Awake? Do they know how to use the website? Have they seen the latest broadcast? Stop and watch it with them. Encourage them. Don't give up. So let's briefly review then the four groups that we've talked about in our symposium this morning. So we've talked about those rightly disposed for everlasting life. We've talked about how we can help our children to seek Jehovah's righteousness. We've talked about how we can help one another to do the same. And now we've just finished talking about how we can help those who are inactive in our territory to continue to seek Jehovah's righteousness. So let's look at our review question on the back of our program. What obligation do we have to people of all sorts, both inside and outside the congregation? The answer is, according to Proverbs 24 and 11, we have been commissioned to help many others seek Jehovah's righteousness. We need to reach their hearts and appeal to to their positive qualities. Let's repeat that one more time. We've been commissioned to help many others seek Jehovah's righteousness. We need to reach their hearts and appeal to their positive qualities. Brothers and sisters, we can succeed in all four areas of this wonderful work if we ourselves have cultivated a genuine hatred for what Jehovah says is bad and a heartfelt appreciation for what he says is right.
Thank you very much, brothers, and certainly all of your participants. You have helped us understand how we can assist others to seek Jehovah's righteousness in very practical ways.